Tagate, and hello once again to you budding acolytes of Dog Zen. This is none other than Lama Love Mutt, sitting in the corner of the Dog Zen den on yet another stormy January evening. I think it's the 29th of January 2020. And I'm here to do a little practice of recitation, taking you to the ninth line. Now, I don't know how it's coming across to the rest of you, but I will just say briefly, as an introduction, that I find the impact of the Dragonfly Sutra to be considerable. In fact, it's more deep and far-reaching than I could possibly have anticipated. Actually, I didn't anticipate anything. I didn't really know what would result from practicing the sutra. But I can attest that it is affecting some profound changes in my mental life, and even more so in the way that I view my mental life, my inner life, inner talk, and the operations of the mind, of the mechanism of mind. So it's having a great impact for me. It's having a deep impact. And also I would note that it appears to be changing what happens in sleep, the way I go to sleep, the way I wake up, what happens in sleep. Now who knows, maybe there's some other indefinable, mysterious source operating upon me at this time that's producing those effects. But I am confident in the inference that those effects are coming from the Dragonfly Sutra. So I know that you all would like to carry the recitation to the final lines of the sutra. And I can promise you that within a week, that will be done. But right now I'm on my own, and I decided to use a little device to take you to the ninth line. I have it right here in my hand. How does it work? There it is. It's a dog training clicker, quite appropriately. When you want to train a dog to sit or to receive food or to do other actions that are to be expected from an obedient dog, and obedient dogs are happy dogs, well, you use the clicker as a kind of NLP device, I suppose, that gets the dog's attention and anchors the desired behavior in that animal. So obviously, the Dragonfly Sutra has the power to change the way you view the operations of your mind at the very least, and who knows where it can go beyond that. So it's perhaps not appropriate that I found this dog clicker, and this is how I'm going to use it. Since I'm here on my own, I'm going to recite the sutra line by line as if you were with me. And after I recite each line, I will click and I will recite the accumulated lines so that you will know every time you hear the click, wait just a second, and you can proceed to recite along with me the accumulated lines. So that's how I'm going to pull off this little exercise and take you to the ninth line. However, there's a small hitch in this way of handling the recitation, which I just noticed. You can know when to do the recitation with me by hearing the click, obviously, and we recite together. You wait for me to pronounce the single line, and then we recite together that single line and the accumulation of lines. However, I just noticed that at the end of the accumulated lines, then when I pronounce the next line in sequence, that's a little confusing because you might also pronounce the next line in sequence when you hear my cue. And that is not the way to do the sutra. So there has to be a way to indicate the conclusion of our shared recitation of the accumulated lines. So let me think about this for a moment. All right, fine. Looks like I'm on a roll here. This is what the internet is good for. Also, what I'm doing now demonstrates the Gnostic practice of self-correction, which, by the way, is lamentably absent in Buddhist discourse. And so I am correcting what I initially conceived as the way to do this recitation in absentia. And I'm also learning something. So I advise you all to go to the YouTube channel Lama David Curtis, spelled as one word with no spaces, and go to his upload on the five vowels. And this is most interesting. I just learned in the four or five minutes of this clip that all 30 consonants of the Tibetan alphabet have, quote, the inherent ah sound within them. And there are two ways that ah can be pronounced. It can be pronounced as in a high-toned and in a low-toned manner. Not exactly sure what that means. But what's really fascinating is that the letter ah, which is, of course, the basis of the Dog Zen logo, is actually contained or inferred in the 30 consonants, and it is in itself the 30th consonant. So the letter ah, the letter ah, the Tibetan A, the fucking Tibetan A, is a very big deal in the syntactical and grammatical and orthographical structure of the Tibetan language, isn't it? And Lama David Curtis, who seems like a genial fellow, explains the tremendous importance attached to the letter A on a number of counts. But most notably, what struck my attention is he says that the letter A is considered to be, as it were, the expression or embodiment of the Prajnaparamita teachings and the Prajnaparamita wisdom in its entirety. So I'm sure that would perk up some of your doggy ears. As you know, I've spoken rather extensively about the Prajnaparamita canon of Mahayana Buddhism and how it can be considered as a mutation into Asian and Buddhist syntax of the Bodhisattvic teachings derived from the Gnostic mystery schools. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to click for you to begin with me the shared recitation. And then when we complete the shared recitation and the moment comes for me to pronounce the succeeding line, the singular succeeding line, then I will say ah, indicating the completion of the shared recitation. So there are two signals or cues in this little routine. The clicker to begin the shared recitation and the pronouncement of the Tibetan letter ah to complete it, so that I can then introduce the following line. All ready for that? Is that all clear? So here we go. Tathagate, the beat of wings. Tathagate, the beat of wings. Ah. Moving on air. The beat of wings. moving on air, ah. Stirred by wings, the beat of wings moving on air, stirred by wings, ah. That flutter then and there, the beat of wings moving on air, stirred by wings that flutter then and there, ah. Makes not a sound on its own. The beat of wings moving on air, stirred by wings that flutter then and there, makes not a sound on its own. Ah. And the stroke, the beat of wings moving on air, stirred by wings that flutter then and there, makes not a sound on its own. And the stroke, ah, that lifts the hull to flight, the beat of wings moving on air, stirred by wings that flutter then and there, makes not a sound on its own. And the stroke that lifts the hull to flight, ah, and steadies it to a light, the beat of wings moving on air, stirred by wings that flutter then and there, makes not a sound on its own. And the stroke that lifts the hull to flight and steadies it to a light, ah, measures a slight delay. The beat of wings moving on air, stirred by wings that flutter then and there, makes not a sound on its own. And the stroke that lifts the hull to flight and steadies it to a light, measures a slight delay. Ah. That is the recitation of the Dragonfly Sutra to the ninth line.